not being detrimental, but you know, Abbeytown, Silloth, Maryport were the sort of cul-de-sac end of the Lake District in Cumbria, and all the major publicity tends to be down into the middle of the lakes.
Mm.
And a lot of people don't realize, you know, what a rich area we have here, from tourism, from, you know, or just the countryside in general. It isn't all about the lakes, the Windermere's and what have you. We should basically get the Blackpool of the lakes. Up here, there's a lot to be seen, and I wish the tourist board would do a little bit more for the area.
Well, it certainly is a beautiful, beautiful part of the world.
We have an
no
abbey, 11th century abbey in the village as well, which has undergone a lot of repair since the fire 7 years ago. But I've been here 10 years, and the first thing I noticed when I arrived was there's no sign or tourist sign by the tourist board to let people know it's here. You can drive through from Abbeytown to Wigton, and not from Silloth to Wigton, or either way, and you wouldn't even know it's in the village.
And there's not a brown sign anywhere.
No, never has been.
And
it seems to me, it seems a bit odd that the tourist board are here to promote things about Cumbria, and there's nothing to let the visitors know as they're driving through that the abbey is here.
Well, no promises we can make, but we can certainly place a couple of calls, and we'll see if we can get somebody to answer the comments that you're raising this morning.